Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 19. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The feast that we celebrate today, the Chair of St. Peter the Apostle, is not about a piece of furniture. Instead, it's about the authority that Jesus bestowed upon St. Peter and his successors. And this authority is not St. Peter's authority, but the authority of Christ. The chair, or cathedra, is the symbol of that authority. This is where we get the word cathedral, which is the seat of authority in any diocese. Jesus' authority or power, we know, was never used for his own purposes. It was used to do the will of his Father in heaven. It was used to heal the sick, to give comfort to the brokenhearted, to give hope to the downtrodden, to help the needy. So the authority he bestowed upon St. Peter was less about power and more about responsibility, a responsibility of faith, love, and compassion. This is reflected in Bernini's sculpture of the chair of St. Peter under the dome of the Basilica in Rome. On the inscription on it are the following words, "O Pastor Ecclesiae, tu omnes Christi passis agnos et oves," which means, "O pastor of the church, you feed all Christ's lambs and sheep." On this feast day, then, let us pray especially for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that the Holy Spirit may ever guide him as he continues to act as the vicar of Christ on earth. May his work, his prayer, and his very life be an example to us of how to use the gifts we have received to bring the love and grace of God to all those we meet.